Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Now 7 and a half of the hour, this is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the program, obviously, because I'm here and you hear my voice, but I also am an American farmer of some note. I wouldn't stick my chest out and say, well, I'm the greatest farmer in the world, but I do have a really strong connection to Jersey cattle, raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, do a lot of activities, and one of the things that is, I want to talk about this at some point, probably in my opining section later on. The real problematic situation we are finding ourselves in when it comes to insurance. That I'm sure that people are saying, what does he know about insurance? The insurance situation with farmers is becoming untenable. We'll talk about that later in the program. A reminder that Willie Nelson is headlining Farm Aid September 23rd. I do not believe, and then people will say to me, well, why are you mentioning it? Well, just because it's coming up, you can't get tickets anymore. I think they're all sold out. The saddest thing about it is you've got to deal with Live Nation to buy the tickets. It's in Noblesville, Indiana this year, and the mission is the same as it always has been with Nelson and John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, Margot Price is in it, and a lot of other performers as well through the course of the day. They've given away tens of millions of dollars for farmers around the country. It's great to have it, but it's also really annoying. Maybe that's not even a strong enough word. It's absurd that we have to have things like this to help farmers stay alive, literally and figuratively. It is absurd the way farmers are treated, handled, dismissed in our country, laughed at by children who don't know any better. I have that happen to me all the time in the community where I live and have my farm, Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm out on the road on a tractor. I'm in a field. I'm a curiosity with people. They drive by and they point or they look or they plug their ears or something like that. And I got to the point where I resent that whole attitude. And then I thought, you know, it's really our fault because we haven't done a good job of keeping the message as to how it is we keep you living. I say people who are not farmers who are listening to this, who connect with me because of the Food Farm Family segment that I do on my weekday program, The Good Day Show, which is heard on a lot of the same stations that carry the American Family Farmer. So a note about what, in my mind, is the priority, and that is to keep farmers in front of the public. I think in league with that, the discussion about the farm bill, here's another circumstantial thing that I believe is to your advantage to be active. There's a lot of debate over the farm bill. Some people, the chairman of the farm committee in the House, thinks they ought to put the farm bill off, not take action till October. They do this all the time. This is the way Congress acts. They have hearings and they put stuff in. Instead of going away for the whole month of August, they should have stayed there and done their work. At any rate, I see the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union are getting together to push this, having the focus on the general public. 71% in the survey they did with members of both National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau Federation say they haven't read much, heard much about the farm bill. These are farmers. Some people say they don't hear. 42% of the people in the survey say they never read, see, or hear anything about farming, which is an outrage and something that we all ought to take note of. I was going to say be ashamed of, but I would think that if you're in farm country and you don't support a member of Congress that votes the way you do, or you want them to, or they hear you. This is, you know, the reauthorization of the Farm Bill. Only 33% of Americans think that it matters. It matters to all of us. This, you know, you go back to 2018, that Farm Bill there, the education, I remember talking about it and how uneducated people were about how, I don't want to say invasive, but how involved and inclusive various things in the Farm Bill are. And in terms of how I view it, the Farm Bill is a risk management tool that helps you and me when you face things like weather disasters. They'll use a lot of it over in Hawaii for sure after last week. Also deals with high supply costs and inflationary pressures, but it doesn't deal with the consumer and understanding. The Farm Bill has a lot of nutrition programs in it, but they're, okay, where's the explanation of what is, what's the way for you to understand how to eat properly, where to get the right food? That ought to be part of the impact of the Farm Bill as well. So, you know, they say that they're interested in protecting the nation's food supply, but I don't see that, frankly. It's a dangerous time for farmers, and you need to be engaged in the Farm Bill. Commodities are important. Dairy, look at the ridiculous price the dairy farmers are getting for their milk as opposed to what they got last year at this time. And why is it that beef, that people are killing good cows, sending them to slaughter because they make more money killing the cows for beef than they can making milk? It's an absurd reality. It is, and it's maybe something there. The Farm Bill has to be built around what may or what needs to be viewed upon as the next 5 years. What do we think is going to happen? And if you don't get involved, you're doing yourself and other farmers a disservice. You just are. There are a lot of programs in there you might want to take advantage of, frankly. But the Farm Bill ought to contain regulations to create competitive markets. Trade issues are a part of it. But this goes on every 5 years. It becomes a contentious debate, and the debates cause delays. The lobbyists are all out there trying to get their priorities straight. A profoundly divided Congress doesn't help either. Big challenges for addressing hunger and quality of food and that sort of stuff. A lot of stumbling blocks. There have been hearings. There have been listening sessions. This has been going on since January, actually. You'd think by now they'd be able to put all of this stuff together. September 30th looms large, and the date will be missed. Again, as I said, the chairman of the House Ag Committee says push it off until October. There was a listening session up in Maine. I wish I'd have been able to go to. It was one out in Minnesota. The Democrats are fighting with the Republicans. Democrats want to have supplemental, the SNAP program. Republicans don't want it. That really ought to be in a separate bill. Frankly, we ought to be talking about fresh fruits and vegetables being grown and where you get it and how you can promote that, right? And one of the things in the bill that people seem to be focused on and may make it through is the prevention of states regulating farm animal welfare. Remember the Supreme Court declined to overturn the California law that prohibited selling pork that comes from systems that hold pigs in confining cages? And now they're trying to use the Farm Bill to overturn that law. Senators from Kansas and Iowa. It'll be interesting to see where all that goes, especially since the biggest pork producer in our country and in the world is here in America, but it's owned by the Chinese government and a Chinese company. Oh, man. And commodity payments are a big issue as well. So keep up with your legislator when it comes to the Farm Bill. That would be my calling right now. Here's another call. This is a call for you. Call 800-419-DUG and get two, not one, but two, maybe even three free nights in Las Vegas. Right now, there are operators, as they say, standing by to take your call when you dial 800-419-3684. 800-419-DUG. Call it now You got two free nights in Vegas, 800-419-3684.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back on the American Family Farmer here, we talked about the Farm Bill, which is important. The right to repair legislation is another sticky wicket here that is, there's been discussion about putting something in the Farm Bill, which would be appropriate, I think. The arguments have been made, actually, I think last week we talked about this here on the American Family Farmer, some who are opposed to allowing farmers the right to repair. The equipment manufacturers say that it's not good for the environment to let you and I fix our own tractors. You know what kind of gall it takes to come up with something like that? So now they're trying to get the EPA involved. But the EPA said last week, no, we support farmers and the right to repair. But that hasn't stopped the people from John Deere and the other big manufacturers. Mostly is John Deere is the bad guy, the biggest of the bad guys here. The EPA administrator says it's important for you as a farmer to have the right to repair. And using the justification that emissions control systems would be in jeopardy if farmers were allowed to prepare and fix their own questions because it interferes with the Clean Air Act. What a hubris. What a load of crap. So they got the EPA clarified their position using the Clean Air Act as an excuse for not allowing you the right to repair does not hold water. That was the exact quote from the administrator of the EPA. So good for those folks at the EPA. I'm not much of a fan usually of the EPA because they overreach. But in this circumstance, they didn't. We need to have right to repair legislation. And again, if you're going to talk to your congressman or woman about the Farm Bill, then have right to repair put in as one of the main ingredients. There's a lot of people who relied on that, and so keep pushing it. It's nothing but in your favor to be able to do that for sure. All right, continuing on here, in a matter of moments, we're going to meet a family involved in sugaring, if you will. So stand by for that here next on The American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here in the middle of August. So why are we talking about maple sugaring? What goes on the farm that produces maple syrup? Well, we have a family farm group here. David, Donna, and Nick DeVoki are here from Maple Valley Sugarbush and Farm to discuss sugarbushing and farming. So I find it interesting. I'll talk with David and Donna, maybe we'll just take everybody in order here. Start with you, David, because it appears you're the third generation farmer, and Nick, your son, is the fourth generation to be at Maple Valley, so that's very cool. And your wife works in the whole this whole adventure together with you. So the story of let's talk about the farm itself first, David, and the story of you and your family and what's gone on. Has it always been a sugaring operation, if you will, maple syruping? People think that Maple Valley would suggest that it's maple syrup, and I'm not sure that that's a good conclusion to come to. So where do we start?
Well, my grandparents bought the farm in 1920-21. I can't actually get the actual date, but it was early 1920s. It's pretty much stayed in the family up until recently. Some of the land was sold off several years ago, but we ended up keeping the majority of the farm. Maple syruping, as far as I know, goes back to the 1870s on this farm. The original owner, I don't know his name, but I do know that he was from Burton, Ohio, which at the time was the seat of Geauga County, which we're in Geauga County.
You said to me, I was the first person in a long time to pronounce your name correctly, DeVorky. I was looking forward to being the first person to say Geauga County. I went to school at Heidelberg, which is not far from you, and I always loved some of the county names, including Geauga, which most people couldn't pronounce. So you've taken my sting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm teasing. All right, anyway, so go back to how this... you said some of the land, did you have to sell it to keep the farm going? What was the reason?
No, that wasn't the case so much. Well, we bought it to keep the farm going, right, off of my mother. My father had passed away close to 30 years ago. So my mom, toward the end of her life, was selling her estate.
Yeah.
And we ended up buying the majority of the woodlands and some of the field ground to be able to make maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And the farm part comes in is in the early 2000s, we started raising vegetables, and we would buy in organic fruit and stuff like that. And we sold at farmers markets plus our maple syrup. And we were doing 7 farmers markets a week.
Wow.
Some of the big ones here in the Cleveland area, the North Union Farmers Market, we were doing like 5 of theirs, and then a couple of other ones that other communities started up. And we also ran it from 2007 and 8. We ran a CSA that we built up to 75 families.
That's cool. All right, hold on a second. The story will continue in a matter of moments. We have to pause for some items of interest to the local stations. And we're back again on the American Family Farmer with the DeVoki family. I'm very interested in maple syruping, so hold on to that thought. We move ahead here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers a warning to those in the path of Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific as it makes its way toward Baja California.
The hurricane's already prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for Southern California. The latest report from the National Hurricane Center said Hillary's turning more northwest with a faster motion toward the north Saturday night into Sunday. The storm's expected to weaken before it hits Southern California and areas of the southwestern U.S., but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding to the region. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The death toll from the wildfire on the island of Maui has hit at least 114, although the full extent of the devastation might not be known for a long time. Over 1,300 people remain missing. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffens here, second half hour of our program this week. We're in mid-August, and not many people are thinking about syruping, because most of the time maple syruping happens from at least where I am in my neck of the woods on my farm. We stick the trees in February. It seems the sap begins to run then. And then certainly the stuff is produced after that. Lots of really interesting. You go into the where they actually cook the stuff that comes out of the trees. The stuff that doesn't sound good. It's the sap comes out of the trees. So Donna, let me bring you into the conversation. David, Donna, and Nick Devokey. Here I'm gonna mess it up. Now that you told me I did it right, I'm gonna mess it up. David's obviously a farm kid. Donna, are you a farm kid too?
Well, I grew up in the suburb. I love it out here.
Yep. So how involved are you? What is you should be doing? I mean, in this era, women and men usually approach the tasks on the farm equally. So I haven't really dug into Dave and his role because I want to know about the farm. But what's your primary interest and goal in working on the farm?
Whatever they have me do. I do the selling. I do the selling and the financial part. And I do help with the maple syrup, but we don't actually gather anymore because we're on tubing. So it's a little bit more easy. But I used to gather the buckets, and I boil once or twice. Mm-hmm. Caught myself on fire, so.
Oh, fabulous. So, you know, you mentioned tubing. You can always tell. You go around, especially here in New England where I am, but out where you are as well in Pennsylvania, through the Northeast especially, you can go to a farm and you can see miles and miles of tubing. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have quite as much. I mean, we have like 700 to 1,000 taps at any given time. So, I mean, I would say there's a couple miles of tubing. And, you know.
How do you tell
if a tree should be tapped, can be tapped. Is there such a thing as a tree that doesn't have sap anymore? I have some. The reason I ask is because I got maple trees all around me on a farm, and some of them are old, old, old trees. And I almost don't want to tap them because I don't want anything to happen to them. Is there such a thing as a tree being too old or too young to tap?
Well, generally speaking, we don't tap trees smaller than 10 or 12 inches, or maybe even some cases. You know, they just don't, the younger trees don't give as much sap, and they, you don't want to damage the outside layer of the tree too much. You don't want to over tap it each year. So your big trees, you know, one or two taps a year is probably fine. And, most of them give sap. There are, one tree in our woods that we put tubing to, and it's actually not a maple tree. It's everybody, my grandparents, my dad, they used to put a bucket next to it, and, it's not even a maple tree. It just fooled everybody.
What kind of a tree is it?
It's a beech tree.
No, it's not a. It's like a. I think it's a poplar tree or something. I'm not really sure what it is.
There's a lot of poplar around where there is maple. That's true. That's the voice of Nick DeVoki, who's the son being involved in all of this. So, did you think as you were growing up, Nick, that this was going to be your future? Did you always plan to be on the family farm, to be the fourth generation?
Well, sometimes.
Well, like growing up, I always thought I was going to engineer cars. And, you know, I liked automobiles and I liked drawing and different things like that. But as we went along, just how things unfolded, I just ended up here to help. So I get to do all the, I guess, hard work.
Mm-hmm. So is it, though, a 12-month-a-year job? You said that you tap twice a year. That sounds foreign to me because we only around here do it once a year. What's the second schedule?
We only tap once a year.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard second. All right, got it. So what about the timing? How do you know? There are a lot of people who are wondering, I got all these maple trees. Maybe I should do the same thing. There's certainly, when you come to the, what do they call it, the firehouse, what do they call it where you boil the sap to get the syrup? What is that house?
Sugar shack, sugar cab, you know, anything with sugar in a house, you pretty much got it. But
the sugar shack. There's a song called Sugar Shack. I'll have to remember it that way. So how do you tell that it? I'm sorry, go ahead, David.
Traditionally, it's in March, right?
February, March.
Yeah, in Ohio, traditionally, it's been in March.
Yeah.
But with the advent of putting tubing in the woods, we're able to take advantage, I should say, of earlier runs that might happen in late January or early February.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to be tapped by the end of February, and usually that gets us the first week in March. Mm-hmm. So we're more traditional in the time that we tap. But a lot of other producers in our area are now tapping in late January and early February.
How much competition do you have?
Well, in our county, Geauga County is still in Ohio. It's still one of the top producing counties as far as maple syrup goes. So we have a lot of competition all around us. And as you get further away from Geauga County, there's less in the state of Ohio. But the state of Ohio has a lot of different regions to it that produces a lot of maple syrup. At one time, a little bit of history, Ohio produced more maple syrup than Vermont.
Really? Now that's interesting.
That was close to 80 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How do you make a living? I ask this naively because I don't know much. I'm a cow guy, so that's what I know about. I don't grow crops, and you know, I don't have that focus. You're now growing crops along with having the maple syrup operation. Did you grow crops because there was a request to do it? Did you do it because you needed to survive, that there wasn't enough in the maple syrup business? How do you survive and thrive in your particular instance? And by the way, the website for Maple Valley Sugarbush is just that, maplevalleysugarbush.com, to see how David, Donna, and Nick run their operation. Yeah, go ahead. I think, David, you were speaking.
Yes. We started doing farmers markets just with the maple syrup. Hmm. And then I noticed, you know, of course, my mother still owned the property, and there was just idle field space sitting around. So I thought, well, we could utilize that and grow some vegetables and add a product line to our what we were selling in the maple syrup.
Sure.
And so that's kind of how the vegetables and stuff came along, and then it just kept growing from there.
Yeah. And so now you have a healthy atmosphere. What is the work of the sugaring? It's intense, obviously, from February on. When do you get done, actually, with that work? Or are you working on it? I mean, I suppose you work on the trees year-round, but when does the actual, you've harvested the sap, and you boil it, and you produce it, you bottle it, and so you're selling it year-round, but when does the work end of actually producing the syrups?
Well, usually by the first or second week of April, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we go on to bottling syrup and making candy from the syrup and different products. One of our famous products is our maple mustards line, which we're redoing right at this point in time.
All right, hold on right there. Maple mustard. That sounds like some kind of oxymoron. What in the world? How do you combine maple syrup with mustard?
Well, I was making a honey mustard, which everybody's kind of familiar with. And I thought, well, I'm making all this maple syrup, you know, I might as well make it with maple. And so that's how that began. And we just had regular maple mustard. And then we went into maple horseradish mustard and maple jalapeno, maple cayenne, maple dill, and garlic mustard.
Good heavens.
So those have become quite popular over the years.
Yes, Donna.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. It just sounds it sounds so foreign. Hold on. We continue with David, Donna, and Nick DeVoki from Maple Valley Sugar Bush and Farm. Interesting story. Great ideas. The soils there, I'm betting, are really very good. I know that area of Ohio quite well. So we'll continue giving you ideas here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with one simple idea as to how to look your best, feel your best, be the healthiest, keep your weight in check. And you can do that easily, even though we're in the dog days of summer. You know, you maybe don't want to work as hard. Maybe you don't have to because of the heat. You lose weight easily. I find that to be the case with me. I don't put on weight easily, and I don't take it off easily. Thank heavens. I don't have to lose 94 pounds. But I try to keep my body in shape and in check. And I bet you do as well. So if you're interested and you haven't had success, the secret of the success of Calitrin is the ingredients, collagen proteins, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Those are the main ingredients that help your body rebuild as you're losing the weight. And that's why there are so many great success stories tied to this. And you can eat it. I mix it. Sometimes it's got a powder you can put on the food. You drink it because it comes in a liquid. You can have capsules to take before you go to bed. But no matter what you do, you got to be consistent, number one. You got to understand the process, understand why it is that some people have success with losing weight, some people do not. I would send you to the website, toploss.com, because there's so much, there's a myriad of explanations, there's access to the counselors they have there, and you'll see why it is that people are successful and how Calitrin is so good for you. So check it out, please. Toploss.com, the website. When you check out, use the discount code Doug. You get the Dog Days of Summer sale benefits, the pricing. You also get free shipping. It's a company that's been in business for more than a quarter century, so you know their product works. Help yourself to the success of losing weight and keeping it off with Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds. It's at toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Back with a few final comments from David, Donna, and Nick DeVoki. So if you had advice for people who are looking to get into this, what would you tell them? Spend a minute telling the folks listening what is the most important thing about going into sugaring.
Start off small. Buy the right equipment the first time, because it's awful expensive to get into maple sugaring if you're real serious about it.
Right.
You know, all the stainless equipment and stuff. By starting off small and do the best job you can so you produce a quality product, that's what sells.
I'm looking at your website. The farm store, the gift shop is a great way for people to understand. And this stuff is really good for you. So, again, maybe that's the best text, just to go into the Maple Valley Sugar Bush website, maplevalleysugarbush.com. Thanks to David, Donna, and Nick DeVoki being here this week on the American Family Farmer. Good luck, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
53 after the hour, the American Family Farmer program for this weekend. Doug Steffen with some thoughts. I listened to those folks who are on the farm doing maple syruping as it's gone from first to second to third to fourth generation, and how difficult it is sometimes. Sometimes it depends on the state. But succession strategies, land legacy, you hear often, way too often, the fact when the father dies and the estate's in his name and the land's in his name, that the family has to sell off the farm in order to pay the taxes, which is an ungodly, ridiculous reality in a country that depended on agriculture as its main source of income. And now we just so disrespect it because people are so far away from the reality of the farm. There aren't enough voices in Congress to make this a priority. There should be no tax, zero tax, on land that belongs to farmers and is being passed down. We've got to keep farmland, otherwise, I've said this 100 times and it's more obvious now, instead of wait till 2050, with the problems we're having in agriculture today, we'll be lucky to be able to feed ourselves by 2050, never mind be the breadbasket of the world. So how do you fix this problem? There are people all over the country who are trying to save farms. They remember what it was like as they grew up on the farm. And the stories are all over the place, not only down south, but up north in New York. New York is a horror show for farmers because of the taxes. And it's time that we woke up and we pushed. It's time we had our way. It's time that your children had the ability to conserve the farm. Put an easement on it, whatever it is that takes. Sometimes you diminish the value of the land by selling the development rights. That's a good idea. There was a family that I read about had 1,400 acres of contiguous land, and they were trying to figure out how to save it. And they got some people from the Bureau of Land Management involved in the Fish and Wildlife Service, and apparently there were enough species on there that they wanted to pay attention to. So the government got involved in it that way, and there was no taxation because the value of the land had been taken out before. And so then if it's just cash, you got to deal with it a different way. But so many real farmers who have big plots of land, they lose it to the foolishness that is a part of our government. One of the things that I look at, a couple of different stories here of farms, hundreds of acres of farms. Here's one that's thousands of acres there. You know, they tell the stories about being intimidated by the government, by the IRS, and the state coming in and saying, you know, if you don't give us this much money in 6 months, we're going to foreclose on your farm. We'll take the money for the taxes and, excuse me, you can go live on the street. So, taking all this land out of production, you can't keep doing it. You cannot keep doing it. And it's time, you know, the easements, I have easements on one of the pieces of property, a conservation easement. One of my pieces of property, the biggest piece of biggest farm, is not encumbered by anything, except it's under what we call Chapter 61A in Massachusetts to give us a better taxation on the land to encourage people to keep the land in farming. But the money for, you know, the value of the land, what people value, because around where I am, housing is very much a problem. The city sometimes, the development officers come around, can you sell your land? We need it for housing. Well, they're not looking at agricultural needs. They're not looking at the food system. They're looking at what's practical to fix a political problem that they have. And so, you know, in my circumstance, if you go to batingbrookfarm.com, you'll see me talking to my partner about the development, why we're doing it. It's an agrihood. It's built around, it's a farm, a development built around a farm. The mayor is there, the fellow who's in charge of the office of staging and due process, if you will, for development. He's there talking about how to save the land and that sort of thing. That's all well and good if it's the attitude everywhere you go, but it's not. And so you need to have good legal advice. You need to have good banking advice. You need to feel comfortable in what you're doing. Don't leave it to chance. Do not set up a LLC or a corporation or something, because they'll come and get you one way or another if you don't have it. So that's my thought, encouraging you to take care of the legacy of your land before it's too late and the government takes it away from you and your family. Because they're not the good guys, for sure. Doug Steffen here, hopefully one of the good guys on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.